And it's time now for the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report for this week, as we are joined now by Broken Bow Girls Head Wrestling Coach Marissa Campbell. Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am ready for a break. I'm ready for some time with my family.
Good. I think that one of the greatest things that the NSAA has done over the past several years has been instituting the moratorium, to where everybody's got to take a break, just kind of step away for a moment, heal up if needed. And I'm sure that your team is probably ready for a little bit of a break, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking they are. We had morning practice today, and so we're not on moratorium time yet, but they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, great. Well, it's great visiting with you again this season. Let's go back to this past weekend. You took some of the girls to the Valentine invite. I know that a couple on the team battling through some different things, injury or whatever, so maybe not the full team got to represent you, but you still took a good group.
Yes. Yep. We took a pack of five. Alexis and Carly and Zoe sat this one out this time, but everybody else went. So,
you mentioned those three. Prognosis on them moving forward, kind of getting a little better each day?
Or just Carly's working her way back in.
Yeah.
You know, light practices here and there, just kind of working her way back. And then, jury's still out on the other two.
Yeah. All right. Well, we wish them the best, and we will hope that they get healed up very soon. Let's talk about some of the girls that you did take. Of course, probably one of the biggest highlights came at 190. Ida Bumgarner, kind of doing what Ida does, really gave a great showing for you. Ended up being champion at 190.
Yeah. We joke and we call her old reliable sometimes because, you know, she is somebody that we can lean on to score points for our team, and she showed up, and she definitely showed out because she was ready to wrestle the whole day, and she did a great job.
Yeah. You use the term old reliable, and you've got a couple of girls on the team that, yeah, I mean, Ida, I think of Zoe, too, kind of reliable girls, but age-wise, they're still young.
They are. Yes. Yeah, they are. They're some of the, they're, you know, only sophomores. So, yeah. And we have a pretty young team. So kind of interesting dynamics there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of them still, I think, mature wrestling-wise way beyond their years because of some things that they did prior to coming into high school and being on the team. And I know that that's always very important. I know some of the girls on your team were involved in club wrestling, and any kind of experience that you can have coming into high school really helps out, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of, you know, we're trying to build our junior high program this year, and that's part of that. It's going to be a small group of girls because it's new and different and scary, and a lot of them don't have experience, but we're going to take them on and work with them anyway. I mean, Stacy is just a complete example of coming in with no experience and being able to rock through some pretty serious tournaments.
Yeah. You mentioned Stacy. Let's just kind of transition to her returning state qualifier, returning state medalist. And she represented the team at 170 over the weekend. Looked like, you would know this better than me, but man, looked like a tough weight class.
Yeah. There was some heavy competition in that weight class.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, we had our own stuff going on.
Yeah.
At that day. You know, she works hard for us, and she's still working against that arm from last season, so we're figuring some things out for her. Hopefully we can figure something out that'll make it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Let's see, some of the other girls for you. I know Layla Jones been representing the team at 125, a freshman continuing to grow. Dacey at 110 has some experience there. Some of the other girls that wrestled for you, know, Stella represented you at 235. Just thoughts on maybe where they stand at this point in the season moving forward as everybody tries to get better.
So Layla, as you know, comes with experience, mm-hmm. which is great. We just work on building, you know, building that platform and going from there. Carly, she's new this year, no experience, mm-hmm. and she's really done well. She's showed us that she's ready to work. She's willing to learn. And, you know, every time we're drilling, she's asking questions, figuring it out as she goes, you know. So these young girls, they do have a chance to step up to the plate. Although I will say our last year girls really did burn, you know, blaze a big trail for these girls to follow in.
Yeah. All right. So moving forward now, we mentioned the moratorium. Everybody gets a little bit of a break. And then you come back and, boy, you kind of get right back to it once we come out of New Year's. Mm-hmm. So let's get your thoughts on kind of how things look in your mind coming out of December. And then kind of what are the keys in your mind moving forward once we go into the new year?
We're going to be busy. I mean, there's no getting around it. We're going to be busy. The junior high girls are going to join us in the wrestling room. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a full house in there. Honestly, just focusing on the basics. Everybody wants to be a big time flashy wrestler and they forget about the basics. And that's mm-hmm. something we've kind of had to hammer on. You know, we can't always be showing off. Sometimes we have to go back to what we know and grind it out a little bit down there. So we've really been hammering on that the past week or two about getting back to what we know. Not everything's a show off kind of deal.
Yeah.
So that's been important for us, and it will continue to be important for us. But just continuing to work hard, continuing to, you know, drill everything with, you know, 75%. We're not trying to hurt each other. We're not trying to hurt other people. But when we practice, you know, we got to see effort and just continuing to push that effort, push past what we think we can do. At a certain point, it becomes mental more than it is physical.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations on all of the success in the early part of the season. Enjoy the holiday break. And, well, I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah,
how's that?
That sounds good to me.
Thank you, Coach. And that is this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.